politics. Prayut assigns duties, pledges to pay farmers. Paying struggling rice farmers will be one of the first priorities of the new administration, coup leader Prayut Chan-o-cha said, as he began to divide up government responsibilities among leaders of the armed forces and police. General Prayut, who is also acting prime minister, said a budget had been made available to make payments to farmers, who are owed hundreds of millions of baht under the failed rice pledging scheme run by the former Pheutai government. He said he believed the farmers would get their money within 15 to 20 days. The army chief also said that before an election can be held, the country needed to undergo reforms in a wide range of economic, social, and political areas. General Prayut made the comments as he set about dividing up government responsibilities a day after seizing control after talks to find a political solution failed. ACM Prachin Chantong, the Air Force chief, will supervise seven economic ministries, according to an announcement made by the National Peace and Order Maintaining Council, or NPOMC. The seven ministries are finance, commerce, industry, agriculture, energy, labor, and transport. Admiral Narong Patanasai, the Navy chief, will oversee ministries related to social issues, natural resources and environment, education, science and technology, culture, social development and human security, and tourism and sports. Supreme Commander General Thanasak Patmakbrakon will supervise four ministries: defense, interior, information and communication technology, and foreign affairs. Police General Adun Sensingao, the National Police Chief, will oversee 20 government agencies, including the Secretariat of the Prime Minister, the Secretariat of the Cabinet, the Office of the Council of State, the Office of the Civil Service Commission, and the National Economic and Social Development Board. General Prayut himself will be in charge of five government agencies, including the Internal Security Operations Command, or ISOC, the National Police, the National Security Council, or NSC, the National Intelligence Agency, and the Budget Bureau. The NPOMC decided to have three layers of administration, with policymakers forming the top layer and comprising the NPOMC chief, his four deputies, and the Secretary General. The NPOMC will set immediate and long-term policies to be transformed into operation, the statement said. The second layer of administration would transform policy into operation and covers six fields, including the security, the economy, psychological and social welfare, law and justice, special operations, and agencies directly under the supervision of the NPOMC chief. The third layer is operational, which will cover governmental agencies and the Peace and Order Maintaining Command, headed by the commander of Army Region 1. General Udomdet Sattaput will head the NPOMC Secretariat. In a meeting with heads of government agencies, General Prayut told them that the country needed reform in all spheres, economic, social, and political, before an election, and that all sides must agree together. He also emphasized that one key policy would be to ensure that no attempts would be made to insult the royal institution. Touching briefly on details of other work he would like to see done, General Prayut cited the example of integrated infrastructure development, such as building roads along both sides of the Chaopaya River to systematically solve traffic problems and to promote an efficient water management system.